In this audio, we will look at the vocabulary words for lessons 19, 20, and 21 in the Ross textbook. Ross lessons 19 through 21. The vocabulary for lesson 19 is found beginning on page 146. And let's recite that. This is section 19.6. Zakain, Yahol, Yare, Kaved, Male, Shachav, Dam, Yirah, Kali, Ha. Actually, the other forms are He, Ha, and then Ha with the Kathef Pathak. Lama, Ma. Okay, so the word Zakain to be old or to grow old. Remember the adjective zakein we learned earlier is old or elder or elderly. And so here is the stative verb. Zakein is an adjective according to Ross, and he's reminding you that you've already seen this before, old or elder. Yahol is to be able. Now, when yahol is followed by a lamed plus a person, it means to prevail over someone. So when you see yahol le person, yahol le David, it means that someone prevailed over David. Yare is to be afraid or to fear, the state of being, right, an emotion. Kaved, to be heavy or important. And the adjective kaved is just heavy. Male is to be full or to be filled. And often this verb will be followed by a noun designating what you're filled with or full of. And in English, you'll want to translate by inserting the word of or with, even though in Hebrew there won't be any kind of preposition like that. So if I said something like male mayam, that means he or it is full of water. Shachav means to lie down or recline. Dam, blood or blood guiltiness. Yirah is fear or reverence. Kali, vessel or utensil. The interrogative particle is normally ha, attached to the beginning of the sentence. Lama, why, wherefore. And I remember when I learned that, when I learned this verb, or this this word, this interrogative word, why, llama, and when I had heard that Michael Jackson had pet llamas at Neverland Ranch, I used to wonder why. why have llamas? Anyhow, that's helped me to remember llama means why. Literally, it's the llama preposition and the word ma, which means what, which is our next word, ma, what, and it means for what. Well, when I say, what'd you do that for, or you did that for what, it means why, right? So there you go, lama. And ma, what? The vocabulary for lesson 20 is on Ross 153. Page 153, this is section 20.8. Let's recite. Ga'al, Samach, Shalach, Shafach, Af, Chayil, Tzon, Kahal, Acher, Al, Na, Pen. All right, let's discuss the words. First, Ga'al, to redeem or to protect. The cal participle is goel, and that's the word used for a redeemer, as in Boaz being Ruth's kinsman redeemer in the book of Ruth. Ga'al, to redeem. Samach, to be glad, rejoice. Shalach, to send, stretch out, or extend. Shafach, to pour out, or to shed. As in to pour out blood, to shed someone's blood. Af, nose, anger, or nostril. So that's a sort of funny, huh? How in the world is anger related to nose and nostril? Well, in Hebrew, there is an expression that when your nose gets hot, you've become angry. So there might be a relationship to somebody's nose flaring or getting red, indicating his intense anger. Chayil is power, valor, or strength. And if you want to write this into your book, this also can mean army or force. Okay? Tzon is flock or sheep. This is a feminine noun. It doesn't have a kamate ending, so it's important for him to mark that as feminine. Notice the aleph has no vowel pointing under it, so that means the aleph has done what? That's right, it has quiesced. Remember, aleph is a lousy closer. Kahal, assembly, congregation. Acher is other or another. This is an adjective. So another man would be ish acher. Another woman, isha achara. All. This is the negative particle, meaning no or not, and you use it to negate the volitional verb forms. Remember, lo negates non-volitional forms. All negates volitional forms. Na is a particle of entreaty. Some people like to translate it with now or please, but generally I tend to leave it untranslated. But it does mark a verb as a volitional form. Sometimes it seems to be used to soften a request or a command, but at other times it doesn't seem to be softening the request or the command at all. So I'm not sure I would say it always softens a command. Anyhow, finally, pen is the conjunction that means lest, and what it's doing is it's introducing something negative that is to be avoided. We might also almost think of this as introducing a negative result clause. Don't do this lest you die. What I'm encouraging you to do is to avoid doing something, and then lest is followed by the thing that you don't want to be the result of doing that thing. So we don't really use lest in English very much. We tend to translate it as so that not. Okay? So that's chapter 20. The vocabulary for Ross Lesson 21 begins on page 159. This is section 21.6. Let's recite the forms, the words. Yada, Shachan, Adon, Ohel, Bosheth, Goy, Choshech, Tzara, Safa, Kamo, Kadosh. And here it's spelled both defectively and fully. Now, Yada, to know. This is knowing about something. It's also knowing people. And it can be used in the sense of to know sexually. So to have an intimate acquaintance with someone. Shachan, to dwell, settle down, or abide. You learned the noun mishkan earlier for a tent or tabernacle, and it's related to this verb, shachan. Adon is lord or master. And we use the form Adonai for the divine name, the substitute divine name for Yahweh. Ohel is tent. Ohelim is the plural form. I remember that one of our former students used as a mnemonic device the expression, Ohel, there's a hole in my tent. So I don't know if that helps you or not. So it does come to my mind every time I see it. Bosheth, shame or disgrace. There is a name in the Hebrew Bible, Ish Bosheth, man of shame. Goy is people, nation, or Gentile. Goyim would be the way to refer to the nations or the Gentiles, or Hagoyim. Hoshech, darkness or obscurity. Tzara, distress or strait, difficulty. Safa, lip or edge. Kamo, this is an alternate prepositional form for ke, the preposition meaning like or as. So you use these with the pronominal suffixes, kamohu, like him, kamoha, like her. And then finally, kadosh, holy or sacred as an adjective. And it can refer to a noun, to a place, the holy place, and that would be the sanctuary.